Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within each of us for all things of an economic and financial nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity, radiating this peace that transforms the world. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 209. Be positive. Only do things you love. Be positive. Only do things you love. It sounds like such a simple message, and yet the application is so broad-reaching and life-transforming. To be positive literally means to place. So we're asked to place ourselves in positions that we love, with people and situations that we love. Be positive. To be, I am. I am positive. Now, this is not what people always colloquially think about as terms of being the happy face, so to speak, or being the Pollyanna. This is not that type of be positive. That's a misconstrued sense of the word. It's about a definitive set, explicit, as in positive, on the certain degree. It is a confident mindset, sometimes overconfident, and it's of as if when someone talks about how you speak to someone or write about their work, be constructive. And at the core, we're talking about tending towards increasing or progress, as in showing more and more light, as in photography, or in electricity, the charge. It's a degree, a quality, even a quantity. Be positive. It's in a sense that you feel more of yourself. It's leading you in a higher degree, an increase of feeling. It increases your sense of confidence, self-esteem, wholeness, sense of feeling whole, a sense of feeling complete. Be positive. So you get this whole, really, a greater depth of understanding about being positive. And to get greater clarity, the second part of the message, only, doesn't say, now and then, only do things you love. Well, only means alone. Well, or solely, or one. In essence, the best. Be discerning who and where you place yourself. Be sure you place yourself in situations where you are uplifted. You become more of yourself. You feel yourself moving in a positive direction. You feel yourself moving towards this increased completion, confidence, quality. So only is the best, superior. That's the oneness that only is about. It's about the best. So don't put yourself just anywhere. Don't allow yourself to be led by others anywhere. Don't even, as much as sometimes it takes great strength on your part, just go because someone told you it was the right thing to do. Check inside. Is it truly the best for you? You know, many people go off to college and get degrees and practice professions that their parents wanted for them. But that isn't the best necessarily for them. Do only those things that bring you love. Be only with those people who bring you love. Now, I'm not talking about people who are yes people to you. That's a false love. We're talking authentic love here. Truly, people and situations that uplift your spirit. You feel yourself moving. You feel your greater self coming forth. You feel that creativity being almost automatically flowing through you. Those are the situations and people to spend your time, spend your energy with, to share yourself with. Have you ever noticed that when you're in nature, you seem to feel such a completeness, a wholeness, and the world seems to stop, and you feel like you are just absorbing all this incredible nutrition? When you stop to think about it, really, you feel alive. That is the kind of place and situation you want to put yourself in, with those kinds of people that make you feel like what it feels like to be at the seashore, to be hiking in the mountains, to be walking through a forest, to even simply be walking around the block. And how often do we find ourselves really not allowing ourselves to do just that, to take the break from whatever it is we're doing and step outside, be one in nature, and feel what it feels like again to be recharged, to be positive, to allow ourselves to place ourselves in the situation, places, and with people that we feel that love inside again. So what is love? Well, we're not talking necessarily sexual love, although it could be. We're talking, and it is oftentimes feels whatever that feels like when we're really in that place, in this special one type of place, this place of true, authentic being positive. It's definitely a strong affection for someone or something. And we're always talking about this authentic love, not doing something to receive something. When you're in nature, nature wants nothing from you. You don't necessarily want anything from nature either. You just know you feel great. You feel love in the purest sense of the word. That is the feeling to cultivate in every part of your life. To find what we find in nature within the people we're with, in the conversations we engage in the places we visit, the work environment we choose to create or move into. Because we're always a choice. It's always dependent upon us and the decisions we make. Now, it may be that when you look back at your life, you haven't spent a lot of time there. It's okay. All that matters is the time you spend now. Now is the time that matters. And right now, we can recreate yesterday by how we spend today. And that it becomes the overall writing feeling, the energy within you. And this energy today will transform yesterday and definitely transform your tomorrow. Because tomorrow is created not by yesterday, but right now. Right now, in this instant. Be positive is what we're told. Be positive. Only do things you love. So I ask you today to practice this. Heighten your awareness of, does it feel like love? Do I feel what that feels like when I'm in nature? That feeling of lightness, oneness, almost like being embraced. That kind of feeling, this affection, and I've done nothing except show up. That's what we're looking for. I call it in a simple word, honor. You feel honored. That's, you can't get any simpler than that. That's that oneness. That's the space you want to be in. Not proving, working hard, trying hard, stressing over it, worrying about it. If you are, choose to step back. Pause. Step back out in nature. Take that walk around the block. Clear your mind of all that stuff. Get reacquainted with love again. Pure, authentic, God-inspired love. Feel the sunshine. See the flowers. Listen to the birds. And then come back. And perhaps create that environment inside for you, physically in your space, maybe with a certain kind of music, lights, flowers inside, certain colors you surround yourself with, and then, most importantly, as we will do in this meditation, find that space inside you. Be positive. Only do things you love. Yes, I know there's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. It'll be there or not when you come back, and it will be better, surely, if you will allow yourself to be positive and only do things you love. That's how we transform your world and the world. And it starts right now. We will keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to go inside. Breathe ever so gently, nice, deep breaths into your heart center now. In and hold it and let it out. Breathe in the sunshine of the universe outside of you and see it inside of you as you breathe out. Breathe in again. Pure, beautiful blue skies. To see it inside of you as you breathe out. Breathe in the healing, gentle water of a summer shower. See those droplets inside as you breathe out. Healing, cleansing droplets, spreading inside the core of your being, the universe of your soul. Simply breathe naturally. See the sun and sky, the summer shower, all inside you now. Like a beautiful picture floating across the screen. See those clouds moving through. Notice the color. How peaceful it feels. Feel that sunshine in you now. Feel that warmth. Feel it radiating to every cell and atom of your being. Feel your skin come alive, the tingling inside, the warmth on your back from the sunshine. Maybe your eyes feel like they're squinting, so bright. And you cannot help but smile inside. It feels so good. And then there's a gentle, gentle shower, a cleansing shower. You know it's simply passing through. And when it leaves, the grass and the flowers and the birds seem to come alive as you do from the simple tingling from Mother Nature, this gift of purity. Everything is brighter, glistening, and singing inside. And as we do this, I hear the birds singing too. Melodious songs of love. Feel this space inside of you. Find this perfect place in nature, wherever that is for you, that brings this feeling of pure love back to you now. Whatever season it is perfect for you. Perhaps you're skiing, it's winter time. Perhaps it's summer and you're at the ocean. Or fall and you're going through beautiful fall flowers and leaves. Or springtime and going through the forest. Seeing the spring flowers, smelling the aroma, hiking in the mountains, and perhaps there's a stream. Maybe you're a fisherman, and you're there fly fishing or something else at the lake or the shore. Or you're a boater, and you're out there in the middle, somewhere in the ocean, all you see in all directions, ocean. Be one, again, with this place in nature where you feel this complete oneness. This is pure love. Come back now to this place of love. For it is as real today in your mind as it was when you were physically there. Feel that love. Feel that embrace by Mother Earth. Pure, unconditional love. Recognize the feeling. The aliveness, the childlike innocence that took over your entire being as you were there with a complete sense of awe. Your heart felt so alive, so expansive. Your mind set free. Everything felt right in your world and the world. This is love. This is to be positive, to be one with this feeling. Inside and outside. To perhaps be alone in this place and yet not alone at all. To be quiet and yet be so full, so full. This is perfection of your being. Feel this love right now. Feel your whole body alive with this love. this knowingness of your oneness with nature, this oneness with the divine, this oneness with this perfect moment again. Feel the peace. Feel the harmony. Feel the prosperity. It's all here in this moment. And your job when we come back and live in the world of people and things and issues is to be this person in those other situations. To choose people and situations that allow you to be the fullness of who you are right now. To allow you to let the divine flow through you, embrace you, be expressed through you. And the more that you allow yourself to be this positive self, the more you will naturally attract such situations and people. And when other than that shows up, it's up to you to let them go with love. That is the way to transform the world. And you will be transforming them at the same time. You can't force it. You live and show and grow by example. Be positive. Be in this perfect place. One with your true self in this environment of authentic love. Take it with you wherever you are. Yeah. Feel that now. See the whole image in your mind's eye as a simple scene. Picture that single scene, the pristine moment of positiveness, complete oneness with this perfect, superior moment of love. See it in your mind's eye as if it's a single painting or photograph. Capture it. And whenever during the day that you feel yourself being pulled by the matters of the world, come back to this picture. Feel your oneness with pure love again. Then act. Then speak. Then decide. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back. This picture, perfection, a pure positive love, is here for you always. As we did in the beginning, breathe into your heart center. Come back and breathe in perfection, the golden rays of the sunshine. And breathe in the passing clouds, a perfectly blue sky. And breathe in the gentle, healing summer shower. Feel that air. Smell the freshness like linen. Come back. Perhaps bring your hands to prayer position as we hold this space of love and call on Carla to tone this moment with us now.
Beloved Mother Earth, we send you love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance from our divine hearts.
And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a blessed day, night, being. I love you.